This is Dr. Dave dictating progress report on James Holdner, H-O-L-D-N-E-R, date of birth July 5, 1940. Patient seen for Dr. Neka, N-E-K-A, Doris, D-O-R-I-S, A-N-Y-A-O-G-U. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for your continued support. Mr. Holdner, a 82-year-old male, was seen today for follow-up. The patient had malignant melanoma and he had a craniotomy in August of 2022. For removal of that temporal right temporal lesion. The patient had previously several melanoma removed from left side of the chest as well as face. The patient subsequently had radiation to the brain. Subsequently, she was seen by Texas Oncology. At that time, patient had AJCC stage 4 melanoma with symptomatic brain metastasis, and it was stages TMB 37, BRAF wild, PDL 140%. The patient received NEVO and EP 3 cycles. The last cycle was in December of 22. Since then, patient could not get any further treatment from Texas Oncology on account of him being a VA patient. The patient came to us on June 12 for continuing his remainder of the treatment. The patient is here today. He had a CT scan of the chest and MRI of the brain in between. The CT scan of the chest showed 7 millimeter right lower lobe nodule of indeterminate etiology and mildly enlarged distal paraesophageal lymph node measuring 1.2 centimeter. They did not have any other film to compare. The patient had an MRI of the brain which showed post-operative changes prior to craniotomy with right lobe resection. There was no lesion seen, no cranial anomaly seen. New paragraph. So apparently patient have either stable disease or minimal residual disease following resection, radiation therapy, and immunotherapy, which he took 3 full cycles. New paragraph. Today, he weighs 208. He's 6 feet 1 inch tall. Blood pressure is 131/69. Eyes ENT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck. Chest was symmetrical, lungs clear, no abnormal sounds, heart regular, no murmur, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1, metastatic malignant melanoma with brain metastasis. Status post surgical resection and radiation. Status post systemic chemotherapy with EP-NEVO total EI, sorry, EP IPI dash NEVO NIVO 3 full cycles, last one in December. Diagnosis 2, history of seizure disorder, he is on Keppra, 500 BID. He has also hypothyroidism. New paragraph. Recommendations. Since the patient has stable disease or minimal residual disease, and since last immunotherapy was about 6 months ago, and he already had 3 full cycles, I believe at this point, maintenance single agent NEVO might be the best choice. The options were discussed with the patient, either giving one more cycle of EP-NEVO versus just going to NEVO 480 milligram every 4 weeks. Patient is agreeable to transition to single agent nivolumab, NIVO, LUMAB, 240 milligram every 4 weeks. We will then go ahead and order the immunotherapy, and once available, we'll start the infusion. Thank you. This is a follow-up consultation on James Holdner. Copy of this may be sent to VA Health Clinic to Dr. Onyogwa. Thank you.